You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Okay, folks, welcome. If you're just joining us for the first time, welcome to the podcast. I'm glad you're here. End Time World News is independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Of course, all donations are welcome, folks. If you get anything out of the podcast, anything, please pray and consider donating. Any little thing helps. We have a PayPal, a Cash App, and if you even like, you could buy me a cup of coffee if you want, folks. But anything you can afford is greatly appreciated as far as donating goes. We greatly appreciate it. Okay, today's podcast comes from an article in naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. It's dated June 26 of 2025. An interesting article, like all the articles, they're very interesting. The headline on the article reads as follows, very interesting. Iran votes to stop cooperating with the nuclear watchdog, suspends inspections after Israeli and U.S. strikes. Well, of course, folks, of course, we're living in the end times. And we're just waiting for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to appear. I mean, it's a matter of time. And wars and rumors of war in the book of Revelation, there's all these signs that are there. All these signs are lining up. And, of course, Iran is definitely one of them. That's one of the keys. So let's dive into the article here a little bit, folks. And again, Iran votes to stop cooperating with the UN nuclear watchdog, suspends inspections after Israel and U.S. strikes. Iran's parliament voted overwhelmingly to suspend cooperation with the IAEA, banning inspections till security guarantees are provided. Lawmakers accused the IAEA of failing to condemn recent Israeli and U.S. strikes on Iran nuclear facilities. The bill mandates halting voluntary IAEA inspection and signals plans to accelerate Iran's nuclear program. The move follows a fragile ceasefire after the 12-day conflict with Iran, claiming the IAEA is based and complicit in attacks. Suspending the IAEA access risks global uncertainty over Iran's nuclear progress and could trigger further military escalation. Iran's parliament has voted overwhelmingly to suspend cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency, or the IAEA, the United Nations nuclear watchdog, following the Israeli U.S. strikes on its nuclear facilities. The legislation passed with near unanimous support prohibits future IAEA inspections, surveillance camera installations under Iran's nuclear sites are secured in a direct response to what lawmakers call the agency's failure to condemn the attacks. The decision now awaiting final approval from the Iran's hardline Guardian Council makes a dangerous new phase in the already volatile standoff over Tehran's nuclear ambitions. And let me just say this, folks. I know a lot of you folks out there, I'll just say this. I'm independent. And I want to just say that I'm not going to get into all the politics here, but I'm independent. I'm not Democrat nor Republican. I vote for whatever I pray about it and vote for whatever is godly and whatever is right. And so in this particular case, just because you're Israel or you have you live in Israel or you're Jewish or you're this or you're that, does not give you the right to go around blowing things up and condemning people, wanting peace. Because don't forget, Iran was in the middle of a peace agreement and different things, and Israel had a bug, and then all of a sudden they decide to just go over there and blow them up. They started all this, folks. Israel started all this under the guise of security. Well, they didn't have to do that. They did not have to do that. They're paranoid. You don't start fights, and what that's called, okay, what I come from up north in Michigan, if you start fights, you're a bully. That's exactly what Israel is in the Middle East. They're a bully. And just because somebody will say, well, you know, we have God, you know, and Jesus was born here in Jerusalem and blah, 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 and all this nonsense. Let me just tell you something, folks. I want to just say something that is irrelevant right now in this conversation. It's relevant always with God. I got to tell you that. But what's irrelevant is Jewish people thinking that they're the only culture, the only race in the world that matters. No, it's not. It's not. I know this podcast, if you have real delicate, sensitive ears, turn it off. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. But folks, there's a lot of truth to what I'm saying. God Almighty, Elohim, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I can't get any more clear about that. God Almighty does not want killing. God Almighty in the Bible, folks, in the Bible. You know, we all need to read it more. I need to read it more. I'm just as guilty as everybody else out there. But God Almighty, I happen to know this much, does not want us blowing everybody up, blowing everybody up, women, children, killing people, adults, babies, and Gaza and every other thing. God doesn't want that. Just because you're Jewish does not give you superior rights over every culture in the world. And this is what Israel thinks. The Zionist government under Benjamin Netanyahu, I just said it, there you go. And he has Donald Trump, our American president, in his back pocket. And it's just, it's really, really sad. It's really, really, really sad. The bill was approved. They had a vote for defiance. The bill there in Iran's parliament was approved 221 of 223 lawmakers, with only one opposition, one or two. Iran's fury over the IAEA's perceived complicity in recent strikes. Parliament Speaker says Mohammed Bagher, I believe it's Bagher, accused the agency of betraying the mandate, declaring International Atomic Agency refused to even marginally condemn the attacks on Iran's nuclear facility. It put its international credibility up for auction. His remarks broadcast on state TV were met with chants, "Death to America, death to Israel," in a reminder of the regime's entrenched hostility towards the West. And you have to understand, folks, they have a parliament and they have a government, but ultimately there, and they do have a president, but ultimately it's the religious sector, the religious side there in Tehran, Iran, that decides. That's the Ayatollah, okay? The Ayatollah, i.e. supreme leader, decides what they're going to do at the end of the day. It doesn't matter if everybody wants to strike. If he says no, they're not going to do it. That's just how it's ran. This legislation over in Iran, that Iran's council has voted, the Atomic Energy Organization, to halt voluntary cooperation with the IAEA, including inspections, data sharing, until security guarantees are provided. Lawmakers vowed to accelerate Iran's nuclear program. Here we go, raising fear that Tehran could push for forward with weapons-guided uranium enrichment under reduced international oversight. And let me just say about this, folks, this is gonna shock you, but I've been studying the news and studying the news all over, and Al Jazeera over in the Middle East and all different types of news channels. North Korea has stepped up. North Korea has said, should Iran need anything, that North Korea would help Iran. Same with China. China is probably under the cloak and under the disguise. They've brought in two monster huge cargo planes here recently, and I guarantee those are bombs. They're supplying Iran with bombs, even though their air force has been disabled and everything else like that. But what you have to understand is the terrain of Iran is very difficult to navigate in. They can bomb that all day long, but if they want to do a regime change, that they're going to need to have soldiers on the ground. What does that mean? Again, the Zionist government wants us to die, the goy, as they refer to us, the white, all Americans, the white folks are known as goy. And they don't want to so much as give up one Jewish life, but they would sacrifice 10 million goy. That's exactly how the Zionist regime of Israel. Does something need to change there? Yes, they do. I'm being as fair and unbiased as I definitely can. They've drug us in war after war after war after war, folks. It's not a good thing. It will never be a good thing until we learn and understand. Until the government of Israel changes, we got to do something here in America to protect ourselves and protect our citizens. So help us God. We need to do that. Israel doesn't even really believe in God and acknowledge Jesus Christ. It's lip service, folks. It's lip service. They have the Talmud and they have.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Torah, but they're not involved in, nor do they care about what we believe in as Christians here in the United States. We believe in God Almighty as number one through His Son, Jesus Christ. To go to God, all things must go through Jesus. That's just the way it is. And people don't seem to understand that. They just lose track of that. And again, the suspension of the IAEA access could cripple global efforts to verify Iran's nuclear activities, leaving the world in the dark. How close Tehran is to obtaining a bomb, while the U.S. intelligence suggests strikes set Iran back probably 6 months, the fate of the stockpile reportedly over 400 kilograms of highly enriched uranium remains unknown. Iran's official claim that the material was relocated before the attacks, but without inspection, independent confirmation is impossible. The move also is provoking further military action. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned that war could resume if Iran restarts its nuclear activities, while Tehran vows to accelerate its program, suggests it has no intention on backing down, or of backing down, excuse me. So again, folks, again, you have to understand what's going on here. The U.S. gets sucked in with all these Israeli wars, unfortunately. That's exactly where we're at. There is no end to this in sight. We need prayer. The world needs prayer, and this is unfortunate as we are here today in the United States and around the world. The Middle East, the whole entire world needs prayer. Again, if Iran chooses, Iran can call in Russia. Iran could call in certainly North Korea. They would love to get involved in this war. Kim Jong-un, the president and leader of North Korea would love to start dropping bombs. Absolutely. He's jumping up and down over there, the supreme leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. He can't wait to start dropping bombs. And he would love to do that on behalf of Iran and for Iran. So you got to understand, Iran has access, and Iran also has allies. Israel doesn't. Israel only has us. Nobody likes Israel over there, and there's a good reason, because they do start all kinds of problems. Are the people of Israel good? Yes, they are. Like the people of Iran are good. The people of Iran are great. So are the people of Israel. Is the leadership of Iran, the Ayatollah, and different things, are they half-cocked and half-nuts? Yes, they are. Like the Zionists that rule Israel, and the Zionists that are over here in government that are also roping us into war after war after war on behalf of Israel. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, folks. Folks, it's that time in the podcast. If you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours, it's that time in the podcast, folks. If you wish to do so, here we go, folks. It's this time in the podcast. Here's a simple prayer if you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours. Repeat after me, folks, please, if you want to. Time is running out, folks. I cannot stress that enough. Time is running out. Please, please, please think about giving your life to Jesus Christ. Please think about being saved here. All you have to do is just repeat a simple prayer and really mean it with your heart and repeat it with your lips. It's only going to take 3 or 4 minutes real quickly, folks. Please think about it. Time is running out. You never know. You never know what can happen at the blink of an eyeball. We can be here in 5 minutes, and 5 minutes later be completely gone. We can be taken out that quick. Here's a simple prayer, folks. If you want to invite Jesus Christ into your life, repeat after me. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love, your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me, love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. And I thank you, folks. I thank you if you just repeated that. You repeated that prayer. God bless you. Thank you. I want to make a couple suggestions here real quick, folks. If you repeated that prayer, the salvation prayer, and you've given your life to Jesus Christ just now, congratulations. I thank you so much. Welcome, 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 new Christian. Welcome, my friend. Welcome. I got a couple of suggestions for you real quick. If you live here in the United States, first of all, congratulations. If you live around the world, congratulations. But the first thing you need to do is get yourself a Bible. I don't care where, if you live here in the United States, get yourself a Bible. You can order one for under $20 through Amazon. If not, I'll give you another suggestion. If you're around the world, or if you're here, you're on a tight budget like me, just barely scraping by, this is what you can do. I would suggest you find a good church, a church that preaches the Word of God. Obviously, Christianity, and a church that does preach the Trinity. That's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You want to go and find a good Christian church. So find that church, and while you're there in that church attending for the first time, you can approach a member of the church. You can approach an usher. You can approach a pastor. You can approach a associate pastor, anybody there, or members of the church, and say, hey, listen, this is my first day. I'd like to study more. I need a Bible. I can't afford one right now. I'm on such a tight budget. I'm trying to feed the family. I can't afford one. They will fix you up there at that church. As long as they're a Christian church, they will fix you up, folks. And once you get a Bible, the next suggestion is just start reading. Just start reading. And then my next suggestion is, then once you start reading, what you want to do is write your questions down. I don't care, 1 through maybe 20, your top 20 questions after you go through the Bible. Just start reading. I don't care if you start in the book of Genesis, the very first chapter, or else the last chapter that we're in right now pretty much is Revelation, the very last chapter of the Bible, end times Revelation. Wherever you want to start, start. Or in the middle of the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Wherever you want to start, folks, just pick up the Bible and start. Write down your questions. Get with the person that gave you that Bible, or get with a member of the church or somebody that can give you an hour or two, and go ask them, write these questions down. You know, why was Jesus Christ crucified? When is he coming back? What are angels? What does God want me to do? How does he want me to act? What is sin? You know, what are the Ten Commandments? On and on and on. All these questions. When will I be reborn? What's it like to die? I mean, you can ask 10 million questions. Just keep writing them down and ask them. Ask them. I wouldn't ask all 100 or 200 questions. If you're going to get back with the same person, I'd write maybe 5 or 10 questions down and then get back with the person that gave you the Bible or whatever. But write the questions down. Get your get all of your answers answered truthfully. And after that, the last and final suggestion would be, once you become a member of the church, go and get baptized. It's very important you get baptized. Baptized signifies what that's like to be buried and resurrected once again. It's very, very important, like Jesus. Jesus was buried. 3 days later, he resurrected. He came back to life. And that's exactly what baptism signifies in the eyes of God through Jesus Christ. So that's it, folks. That's it. You know, and nothing's fancy, and just spread the word of God. What I just preached to you as far as how to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, that's it. That's all you have to do. It doesn't have to be complicated. So many people, I've got pastors on TV I've seen, and I quit watching TV years ago. I don't watch it anymore. Occasionally, I get my news through the internet, through the phone, or through the computer once in a while, but I don't watch a lot of TV anymore. I pretty much gave that all up, that part of my life. It's just like, you know, they're on there trying to make tons and tons of money and solicit tons and tons of money. I'll give you a fact. I do this because of my love of God. I do this podcast because I want to get the word out. I do this podcast because I love all of you, all my followers and subscribers and different things like that. I don't make a dime, not one single dime, folks. And again, because I believe this is how God has directed me. This podcast has become, out of the thousands of probably millions of podcasts around the world, this podcast has become number 12, and I thank God every day for alternative news and information, and it's just growing and growing and growing, and I can't thank all of you folks for tuning in. I can't thank you enough. God bless you all. And if you like today's podcast, please think about subscribing. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated, folks. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And one last time, folks, your donations really make a difference. And your donations really, really, I can't thank you enough, and I greatly appreciate it. Again, we have a Cash App, PayPal, or you could even buy me a cup of coffee for a dollar or two. Anything helps, folks, anything. God bless you all, and thanks a lot. And again, if you have or need a prayer request, questions, or more information about the podcast, please contact me at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. That's it for tonight. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. And those people that said the salvation prayer and accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you for accepting Jesus Christ. Thank you again, my brothers and sisters in Christ. That's it. Good night. Bye for now.